Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Normally, we'd say it's primary day on a Tuesday, but because of September 11th, today is the primary day in New York. Alan, let's start with the governor's race, which is embroiled in a controversy on this voting day, where we find in the New York Times this morning that Governor Andrew Cuomo's former top lieutenant, Larry Schwartz, the former secretary to the governor, approved an inflammatory flyer that suggested his Democratic rival, Cynthia Nixon, was anti-Semitic.
Hey, David, I know Larry. I used to work with him back down in the legislature years and years ago. So here's the deal. Larry Schwartz, who was supposed to have left the governor's office, now turns out to be working as a, quote, volunteer for Cuomo and has lots of paying jobs on the outside. But, of course, his connections with the governor can't hurt him, right? I mean, there's no question about that. So anyway, he was in charge of vetting the stuff that was going out in the campaign. And he says his problem was, apparently, that he didn't turn the paper over. Because in this missile, which they sent out to Jewish voters, particularly Orthodox Jewish voters, saying that Cynthia Nixon was anti-Semitic, that was on the other side of the page, he says. He only looked at one side of it. That ain't all. You have Cuomo with problems having to do with moving up the dedication of the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, used to be Tappan Zee, which turns out to have been premature. And so he's getting a certain amount of trash for that. Nevertheless, the guy leads, at least in the polls, by 40%. That's huge. So a lot of people are writing off Cynthia Nixon at this stage of the game. Nevertheless, from my perspective, anything can happen in an election like this. We have seen groups of progressive voters coming out. In addition, there is the problem of the lieutenant governor. Here's the problem. Mr. Williams, who is running for lieutenant governor and giving them a hard time, if not heart palpitations, the Cuomo people, is running as a running mate with Cynthia Nixon. Now, if he wins because the lieutenant governor runs in primary separate from the governor, Cuomo is going to be stuck with somebody he doesn't want. He wants to have his own chosen Kathy Hochul with him. And what will happen is the minor parties will have different lieutenant governors of potential. In other words, Hochul might be on some, Williams may be on some, and he won't get their votes in the general election, Cuomo, because he'll have different lieutenant governor running mates on the minor parties and on the major party. So this could be a real tough thing for him. Anyway, we're watching the lieutenant governor primary. We are certainly watching the attorney general's race. That's going to be huge. You have Zephyr Teachout, endorsed by the New York Times, endorsed by the Daily News. You have Tish James from New York City, who is the Cuomo person who he would like to see, who turned down the Working Families Party, which gave her her start in politics, we think, because Cuomo was mad at the Working Families Party for giving their nomination to Cynthia Nixon, which the rank and file of the Working Families Party wanted to do. It's all very complicated, but it could well be that Zephyr Teachout does extremely well. Sean Patrick Maloney is another candidate coming from the burbs, Rockland County, and he could upset the apple cart. He was, in fact, leading in some of these polls. And this is going to be the thing to watch today, the attorney general's race. It's going to be fascinating.
How about the state senate, Alan?
Well, now, the state senate is fascinating, too, because there's this group, the so-called Independent Democratic Conference, who are now being punished by having primary opponents, people like Jeff Klein of the Bronx and others. If, in fact, those people lose, it's going to be a sharp rebuke. Don't get in bed with the Republicans if you're a Democrat and take whatever they have to offer you, because we'll punish you later on.
Finally, the issue of voting and obstacles to it. The New York Times editorializes on this in New York. It's something you've talked about for years and years and years, with the issue of, number one, people getting out to vote, and number two, those obstacles that confront them.
Well, you know, you said a mouthful here, David. The idea that you would move it to a Thursday. Now, some places kept their primaries on the traditional Tuesday. There are days I really think, I scratch my head and say, why are they doing this? Well, you know, it may well be that they have their own ulterior motives, these politicians in the legislature, and they move things around because they don't want a big turnout. A turnout of 10, 20% is miraculous in New York in a primary. So if, in fact, you get less than that, some people will be helped. I think the people who get help, for example, in the attorney general race will be this James, because the regulars come out and vote. I remember well as a kid on 96th Street in New York having the ward captain come around, knock on my father's door and say to him, "Hey, Herman, could you come out and vote? We really need it, and I'll get a promotion and maybe get a clerkship in a judge's office." So those folks have a big motivation to turn out. The regulars do, and the irregulars, maybe not so much.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Everyone, if you're registered in a party, you're in New York, get out and vote today.